The Ballyliffin International Coastal Challenge took place this afternoon, a hugely popular event in a stunning location. Patsy McGonigal, our athletics correspondent, joins us now. And Patsy, great to report. It was a great day for it weatherwise.
Well, absolutely. Certainly, because it was a beautiful, beautiful day, and everything you would wish for this time of the year actually came into fruition in the end up. You know, the conditions were good, the weather was good, the beach itself was very, very clear, so all positive, and tides were in our favour to every extent. So it was very, very positive. And as I look out here now, I'm still sitting on the beach here. It's 2 hours, 39 minutes. The clock is still running and the people still coming in. Numbers-wise, about 1,300, which is, of course, the best ever in terms of turnout for the event. And they came from pretty much everywhere in the country, really. And a few people came back from England. It is Easter, of course, and people locally took the advantage to come back and get involved, and they built a wee bit of a festival around it as well. So very, very positive. Up front it was fast. There were three or four guys battling it out, and Greg Roberts, who won the Glenmore 10 mile a few weeks back at Finn Valley, he was in action again here, City of Derry Athletic Club Sparta, and he won it in the time of 54.28. Jared Gallagher of Finn Valley was chasing him all the way, and he was 54.32. And Aaron Doherty, another Derry man, City of Derry, he was 55.31. So that was the men's story. And the women's story, it was a girl, Kira Roach from Crusaders Athletic Club. She won the event. Katina Devine of Finn Valley was second. And Gemma McDonald from Belfast, from Ballydane Harriers, Belfast, was third. So it was the prizes were going all over the place, and that was no harm either. There was a 7 mile, of course, 7 mile, an event that's been added to the whole thing in the last maybe 3 or 4 years, and that has helped in terms of, you know, those who want to walk it and those who feed it not up for the 10 mile and so on, gives them an option and so on. But then there are many who run the 7 mile and really get stuck in, and that's a developing aspect of the event indeed. And today it attracted about 400 or 500, so that'll probably build in the years ahead, you know, and it will be 10 years in action next year, and they have targeted 1,500 starters here next year. So, look, it's on the rise, it's on the up and up, and it's a big boost for the area, and it shows the beauty of Inishowen. So it ticks all the boxes indeed in that regard, and it brings a crowd around the village of Ballyliffin, and all the funds and everything raised here today goes to local projects, basically the best way to say it. They're trying to build a trail over the hill here in Binion, which would be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful walkway. So that's one of the reasons for channeling the money through this race. So the 7 mile, well, Sean Sweeney, and I'm looking through my notes here. Sean Sweeney, where is this now? Sean Sweeney. Sean Sweeney was the winner of that one. And here is he. There he is. Sean Sweeney was the winner of the 7 miles. And a girl called Grania Brinkley from Belfast Running Club was the winner of the women's. So, as I say, prizes went everywhere. Great success. Local people are pretty overjoyed about the whole thing. And about 1,300 today on the start line in the village of Ballyliffin at 1 o'clock. And as I say, the clock now running at 2:42, and walkers still coming in. And that will continue for another 20, 25 minutes. And the tide hasn't caught up with us yet. So we're watching the tide here, because we set up our finish area just about a bit up from the tide. So everything has been, you know, you have to be very happy with this event here today, and the people locally should also be very happy. And as you said in your introduction, it's an event in an iconic location which has been building and building and building each year.
And Patsy, the 10 mile events seem to be getting more and more popular. The Carrabundoran, you mentioned the Glenmore one that Finn Valley hosts, and it's the distance that seems to suit a lot of people. Some of them building towards bigger events, and some of them just taking a step up.
Aye, that has been a kind of constraint, not a constraint, but a development in the last few years, and in terms of people getting involved in 10 milers and 10Ks, and then 10 milers and then half marathons, and just building and having a go and seeing what they can do. And you know, a lot of people that come into the sport, Chris, don't like, you know, the pressure of a 5K. They feel, you know, the speed of it, you know, sometimes doesn't suit them. And even when I'm on this 5K agenda, you know, bringing it right back to 5K, the Run Donegal Women's 5K is next Sunday. And that's another big event, and it has developed as a big event. It's at Finn Valley at 11 o'clock next Sunday, and it's all funds for the Donegal Hospice, and it's in memory of Lisa McGranahan from Castlefin, who passed away sadly 2 years ago in the hospital, a young woman, 40 years of age, 41 years of age. So it's always attracted a good crowd for a woman-related charity, and on this occasion it's the hospice. So look, looking forward to that next week. But you're right, people do tend to go towards the 10-milers, 10Ks, but they have to start somewhere, and 5K seems to give them that kick in at the beginning.
And finally, Patsy, I'm sure something you've noticed over the last few years in particular, these events, certainly from a spectator point of view, they've become so colourful. There's an awful lot of bright colours out there.
Well, there is indeed. And one of the key elements to all these races now is it seems to be a T-shirt or whatever, and some beautiful designs and attractive designs and great colour. Absolutely great colour and great family involvement and delight and you know, satisfaction. You know, we even had a wee children's race on the beach earlier in the day with all the kids and the mothers and fathers and running with the kids and all and stuff. We give them all a wee cream egg and a medal and stuff. And, you know, it just adds to the whole family thing. And athletics like this can do that, you know. So it's a nice day. Easter Saturday in Ballylippin is a good day.